And the keynote speaker at tonight's closing session of CPAC is a 42-year-old Texan who's been a U.S. senator since January. In that short time, Tea Party Republican Ted Cruz has already made a mark, and in doing so, he's neglected a tradition of new senators of being seen and not heard. And Piers David Wellner reports on how Senator Ted Cruz's sharp elbows have some colleagues wincing and others hoping that he'll run for president.
If the newly minted junior senator from Texas was holding back at all in his first weeks on Capitol Hill, and it's not clear how much he really was, this week he let Ted Cruz be the full-throated conservative Ted Cruz his Tea Party backers sent to Washington. On Wednesday, Cruz called his first news conference to warn that President Obama's health care law could, in his words, wreak enormous harm, enormous damage to the economy.
That is why the very first bill I introduced in the U.S. Senate was a bill to repeal every word of Obamacare. But at a minimum, Obamacare should not be implemented at a time when the economy is grasping for breath.
Cruz then got all his fellow Republicans to vote for a measure he sponsored, barring any funds for implementing Obamacare until the economy is fully recovered. Not one Democrat voted for it. Undaunted, Cruz requested time on the Senate floor.
Madam President, I rise today to deliver my first official speech on the floor of the Senate.
Cruz noted that his debut on the Senate floor actually came last week when he read a letter from the leader of Texans holed up at the Alamo, as well as the opening monologue from the movie Patton. It was all part of a filibuster against then-CIA director nominee John Brennan, led by fellow Tea Party Republican Rand Paul.
And that is a debt I will always owe, Senator Paul, because as they say in the beer commercial, it don't get no better than that.
Later that day, I asked Cruz why he happened to make his maiden Senate speech this week.
I very consciously waited until now to respect the traditions of the Senate.
During his upstart Senate campaign last year, Cruz referred to other Republicans as spineless jellyfish and graybeards. University of Texas Senate expert Sean Terriol says Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst had been the pick of the GOP establishment for that Senate seat.
But if you wanted someone to go in there and shake things up, then Ted Cruz was your option. In fact, he's gone there and he's shaken things up.
That became clear late last month when Cruz, who was a champion debater at Princeton before getting a law degree from Harvard, suggested that then-Defense Secretary nominee Chuck Hagel might be on the take from disreputable regimes.
It is at a minimum relevant to know if that $200,000 that he deposited in his bank account came directly from Saudi Arabia, came directly from North Korea.
That allegation brought Cruz a scolding from fellow Republican John McCain.
I just want to make it clear. Senator Hagel is an honorable man. He has served his country, and no one on this committee in any time should impugn his character or his integrity.
Cruz drew another public rebuke Thursday from California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. The former Texas Solicitor General had been explaining to her the fine points of the Bill of Rights at a meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Feinstein caustically thanked Cruz.
I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years.
Despite those clashes, or perhaps because of them, Cruz's stock has been soaring among conservatives. Rafael Edward Cruz was born in Canada to a Cuban father and American mother, is among the 23 names on CPAC's presidential straw poll. Cruz has said before he'd be eligible to be president, but ducks when asked whether he wants to be president.
Do you see the White House as a possibility for you?
I am focused 100% on my job right here in the U.S. Senate. I've been here all of 9 weeks, and we've got a lot of challenges right now, and that's where my focus is.
That's not quite a no from a man who may be the Senate's bad boy, but is also one of its rising stars. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.